Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for July 3rd, from 2 Kings, the 22nd and 23rd chapters. Good King Josiah. It was a stunning reversal. Josiah, who was the son of a very wicked young man and grandson of an even more evil man, somehow begins to seek the God that his forefathers had cast off. The Chronicles tell us that Josiah began to seek God at the very tender age of 16, likely due to the influence of some good and righteous people in the national administration of Judah. Josiah displayed the vigor of a young man on fire for God. He methodically, systematically, and ruthlessly repudiated all of the idolatries for which his ancestors had become sadly famous. Josiah did what no other king before him had even attempted. He destroyed every center of idol worship, all the shrines, the symbols, the statues, the desecrations of the temple, and those who maintained them. Plus, he gathered the resources necessary to rebuild the temple and reinstitute Judah's worship of the one true God. Lo and behold, in the midst of the rebuilding effort, a book is found in the temple storerooms. It happens to be the Book of the Covenant between Israel and God. This is probably a book separate from the Torah that listed the blessings and benefits, curses and judgments enjoined on Israel, likely the covenants of the law at Sinai and at the borders of the Promised Land in Deuteronomy. Whatever the exact contents of the book were, its discovery and subsequent publication and proclamation had a tremendous impact on the young king and his populace. The king sent a delegation to a prophetess to find out, "What do we do now? We certainly see that all the troubles we're in are the direct result of God's promise to destroy and displace his unfaithful people if they broke the covenant, which we've done over and over again. Ask God what must be done to return to his favor and not his curse." Huldah responded with a word of assurance to Josiah that because his heart was right and he had done well in God's eyes, he would not experience the heavy hand of God's judgment. Yet, the punishment for Israel's unfaithfulness would come as promised. Josiah's life story displays a sobering thought. No matter how amazing and godly one leader can be, if the people he leads are corrupt because they want to be, whatever reforms and revivals he may institute will last only as long as he does. 13 years after the Book of the Covenant was found and after all the reforms and spiritual revival he led had improved the life of Judah, Josiah was cut down in the prime of life, trying to defend the territorial integrity of the nation. The people quickly sank back into the spiritual quagmire they were used to before Josiah came along. A question often is asked, does a nation have leaders that reflect the people, or do the people reflect their leaders? If Israel's example sets the stage, it seems to tell us that that question is most often answered by the former. Nations have leaders that reflect their people. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.